The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Hello, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Dr. Smith, this February is American Heart Month, National Heart Month, and we're going to be talking today about treatment interventions and prevention measures for heart health. And we have a very special guest, Dr. Falak Shah. He's an interventional cardiologist and the director of the Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory at Health Alliance Hospital right here in Kingston. Dr. Shah, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me. It's truly an honor.
It's great to have you. Thank you so much. Dr. Shah, can we start with just providing an overview of the Cardiac Catheterization Lab at Health Alliance Hospital? And its significance in cardiovascular care, what it does, maybe just explain it in layperson's terms.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very exciting journey for us at Health Alliance Hospital with the cardiac cath lab since we started doing PCI or stenting procedures here at Health Alliance since June of 2021. And we are the only cardiac cath lab here in Ulster County, and which also does the stenting procedures to treat blockages in arteries of the heart and treat patients that come in with heart attacks. Mm-hmm. Our cardiac cath lab is a 24/7 service available for emergencies day and night. And we are on call and activated anytime a patient comes in or is en route to our emergency room with an acute sudden heart attack that needs an immediate intervention to save their life. So that's one of the main biggest things that we do and service that we provide to this community here in Ulster County and the surrounding areas. And in addition to taking care of patients that come in with acute MI or acute heart attacks, we also do procedures that also diagnose and treat patients that have various different heart conditions, whether it's related to heart not functioning well, having high pressures in the heart, rhythm problems in the heart, and also patients who have blockages in their arteries but are not coming in with a heart attack and need evaluation and treatment. Mm. So it's been a very exciting journey to be where we are today and being able to provide this service, life-saving service to the community here.
Can we dig a little deeper into what some of the tests might be? And then also, you mentioned stents, just for the benefit of our listeners. I know what that is, but can you explain it a little, just give them an overview?
Yeah, absolutely. So when somebody is having a heart attack, they start to have sudden symptoms of chest discomfort, pain, possibly nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath, intense sweating, pain going down the arms or to the jaw. And this sudden onset of pain is some of the early signs of a heart attack, which shows, the sudden onset of pain is some one of the early signs of heart attack, and patients then seek medical attention or come directly to the emergency room or come via emergency medical services. And when they present, we're able to diagnose a heart attack and determine that it's likely due to a blockage in one of the arteries of the heart. What that requires is us going into their heart with a catheter. So that's a cardiac catheterization or angiogram, where we take a catheter to the heart and take pictures of the arteries of the heart and see where this blockage is in the artery. And a blocked artery is what results in a heart attack. So time is muscle, and we have to move very fast. And that's why we're available 24/7. As soon as the patient enters the emergency room, we get them to the cardiac cath lab within minutes and able to open up their blocked artery with catheters, wires, and balloons, and then eventually place a stent there. The stent is made out of metal. It's like a coil, and it serves to prevent the closure of the artery and keep it open.
Aside from an emergency admission, if a patient comes in and is referred by a physician or needs some evaluation, what are a few of the key tests that you might do, and what might they tell you?
Yeah, absolutely. So outside of an emergency room admission, patients who have signs and symptoms of heart disease may go to their doctor or come to see the cardiologist in the office, and we may perform a variety of different tests, such as something called a stress test, an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasonography of the heart, calcium score to look for calcium deposition in their heart. So we have different tests that we do perform for early detection of blockages that may have developed in the arteries of the heart, the coronary arteries, to see if we can determine the need for them to undergo a cardiac catheterization and treat the potential blockage before it turns into a heart attack.
Dr. Shaw, maybe you could also comment on an additional test that has come into use called a cardiac CAT scan. Could you comment on what that will tell you, say, over and beyond, or in conjunction with a catheterization, angiogram, you know, maybe some of the differences in these tests?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called a cardiac CTA, cardiac CT angiography, or coronary CT angiography. And what that is a test that is non-invasive, just like a stress test is non-invasive, where we're not going inside the heart. And it's essentially a CT scan of the arteries of the heart and allows us to diagnose stenosis or blockages in these arteries to see how significant the blockages are, if any, to determine if we need to go in with a catheter procedure to perhaps look at it further or intervene on these blockages. So that's also another one of the testing modalities that we offer here at Health Alliance with our state-of-the-art Philips equipment in the cath lab as well as the CT scanner.
And Dr. Shaw, so there may be catheterization that's necessary or what have you. Can you speak to what other recommendations you might make to a patient who has blocked arteries in terms of any kind of lifestyle changes, any kind of diet, exercise, what have you, any of those things that maybe not reverse what they have, but could prevent further damage, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. And once someone has been diagnosed with heart disease or blockages in the arteries of their heart, whether significant to require intervention and stenting or not significant to require any stenting at the time, you still need to be on the right medications and correct the lifestyle to prevent progression of the disease and blockages. And that includes eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, taking medications if necessary to lower your cholesterol, taking medications for any other diagnoses you may have, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and you want to keep all those things under control to prevent worsening of your heart disease. And moreover, this includes quitting smoking. That's also very important.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I know that our listeners want to learn a lot more, because I do as well. I'm of that age where, you know, I'm a fairly healthy person, but still, knowledge is power. And we all have to take a role in our own health care and self-care. But first, we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back after these words. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
In 2023, research done by the National Center for Health shows that the number of suicides in America has hit a record high. Recently, the federal government launched the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline, but they've been overloaded and struggling to handle the volume of calls they get each day. If you or someone you know is struggling with challenges which are affecting their or your life, it's important to get help from a licensed mental health professional. We know you've heard it for years, help is available, but that's really true. Talk to family, talk to friends, call 988, or contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. Talk. That's 800-273-8255. Learn to listen to others and recognize the signs of suicide. You could save someone's life.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to Parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation.
Better lives together.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Dr. Falik Shah, who's an interventional cardiologist and the director of the Cardiac Cath Lab at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, New York. Dr. Shah, prior to the break, we were talking about different types of studies that could be done of the heart and the coronary arteries. Can you also just walk us through, if a person is listening to the program and has perhaps they have a primary care doctor, which hopefully they do. If they don't and have concerns that they may be experiencing some cardiac symptoms, what are the steps they should take? Make an appointment with your office, or could you just walk us through how a person out there might seek care?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is the different ways for patient to be able to seek care. Obviously, of course, if there is an emergency or something urgent is happening, or never hesitate to seek emergency medical services and come to the emergency room. But in the setting when it's not an emergency, they can be seen by a cardiologist through their primary care physician. So if they've made an appointment with a primary care doctor and expressed their concerns and symptoms to them, a primary care doctor can easily refer them to us and we can get them into our office quickly. They can always call and make an appointment directly with us and call the office, our cardiology office at Health Alliance, and make an appointment. That's also another way to reach us. And we are happy to address the concerns and evaluate the patient and be able to order the necessary testing that's needed here at Health Alliance to be able to do what's best for them.
And Dr. Shah, you are an interventional cardiologist specialty. Can you explain what your role is and how your role within the team and the various aspects of your specialized training?
Yeah, absolutely. So as one of the four interventional cardiologists in our team, we interventional cardiologists take care of patients in the emergency setting that come in with acute heart attacks, of course, but also patients that come into our office and need procedure done to determine, to diagnose and treat their heart disease. So when we're not in the office seeing patients, we're covering our cardiac cath lab in turns, and we're on standby for emergency heart attack patients. And we also have scheduled procedures in the cath lab for patients we've seen in the office that need procedures to diagnose on a non-urgent basis, whether that's for coronary artery disease, blockages in the arteries of the heart, heart failure, poor heart function, pressures that are abnormal, all sorts of different issues related to the heart that necessitate us having to do a procedure for diagnosis and treatment.
My mom had a heart valve replaced years ago, and it was successful. But heart disease treatment has come a long, long way. I mean, it seems to be very sophisticated and has a very good success rate. Can you speak to that a little bit about what's happened over the last decade or so?
Yes, absolutely. In terms of advancements in cardiology and cardiac surgery, we've come a long way. And a lot of procedures are now being performed in a minimally invasive fashion in the cardiac cath lab. And that also includes heart valve procedures, where now you can have valve interventions performed, valve replacements, valve repair through catheter-based techniques and approaches as opposed to open heart surgery. So this has really evolved in the past 10 to 20 years. And a lot of open heart surgeries are now performed as minimally invasive approaches as well. So the recovery time is a lot quicker.
I guess patients it's never a slam dunk, but patients, I think, can be relatively confident that that the level of care and the effectiveness of the care that they get can really deal with most heart conditions.
It's wonderful that level of care is now available in Kingston at Health Alliance Hospital. I know for years people thought they had to go to Albany or down to Westchester or the city, but it's wonderful because since time, especially in situations where it's an acute heart attack, having that level of care so close to home is a game changer.
Yeah, I do want to clarify that while we are able to take care of patients with acute heart attacks and do stenting here, stent placements here in Kingston, we don't perform open heart surgeries in Kingston or any valve repair or valve replacement. So for those procedures, patients would need to go to tertiary care centers with heart surgery programs.
Thank you for that clarification.
And Dr. Shah, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, February is Heart Month. We know that heart disease here in Ulster County is a leading cause of death, has been for many, many years, and continues to be. And we are, as you know, putting together a heart disease prevention team to really begin to take a deep dive into the entire system of treatment and care and prevention to see how we can improve those numbers. But why is it so important to dedicate a whole month to highlighting the importance of heart health?
Personally, if you ask me, I think we should dedicate the whole year and all 12 months to
yes.
the importance of heart disease. I think the prevalence and incidence of heart disease as the number one killer in the United States and number one cause of mortality in the United States has been there for many years, and it remains that way for many years. And I think it's very important to have a focus on prevention of heart disease. While we have such great advancement of treating heart disease and taking care of very sick patients with heart disease, nothing beats prevention of heart disease.
And that's going to segue into my next question, which we asked somewhat a little earlier on. What role does the patient play? A primary role, I'm sure, you know, for their own health. But, you know, with the treatment being so excellent, what more really? I mean, if someone really wants to get on top of their health and heart health in particular, what recommendations do you have? And also, do you work with that person's primary care physician so that it's more an integrated approach?
Yeah, we work very closely with all primary care physicians in terms of any patient that needs treatment or prevention programs for heart disease. We also have specific programs focusing on prevention and heart disease here that we enroll patients in routinely to provide guidance and management strategies. And it's really a collaborative approach with the primary care physician in terms of making sure their risk factors are being treated and they're living a very healthy lifestyle for prevention.
And can you give us an example or two of those programs that you have there at the Health Alliance that that folks can get enrolled in?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a program for prevention at our Health Alliance cardiology office known as CHIP-DIP program. And it's actually a program that's across the Westchester network for prevention. And we evaluate and see patients in the cardiology office and determine if they qualify to be enrolled in this program and are closely monitored to ensure that they're getting the best guidance and treatment for prevention.
It's really excellent. And so if our listeners want to take a deeper dive into some of the information that we discussed today and get in touch with you and the catheterization lab at Health Alliance, where do they go? How do they do that?
They can certainly reach out to us at the office if they're interested in making an appointment to see us. And our office phone number is 845-339-3663, 845-339-3663. And that's a number they can call to make an appointment with us in the office.
I took note of your web address here. It's hahv.org/cardiac-catheterization-lab. I'm sure if you just search Health Alliance Cardiac Care, you probably get pretty close to that as well.
And yeah, there's a lot of information on the website as well. Just going to the hospital website will guide you to a lot of avenues and information in terms of how to reach us and whether it's the hospital or our office.
Well, Dr. Shah, this is great information, and we're really fortunate to have your services and those of your colleagues and the Health Alliance Hospital right here available to Ulster County residents. So thank you so much for all the good work that you do. And
yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I very much look forward to meeting you again when we convene our heart disease prevention team. I'm very excited about that prospect. So thanks again. We really appreciate you and your work.
Yeah, no, you're very welcome. And thank you for having me today. And, you know, we recently, a few months ago, crossed our 1,000 cardiac cath milestone. at Health Alliance. So since we've opened the program with stents in June of 2021, so we've come a long way here in taking care of and saving many lives in the past few years.
Certainly have. That's impressive. Thank you.
Wonderful. That's all the time we have for today. Tune in next. This is Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.